In middle school, I began to take an interest in the written works of George Orwell. The unsettling manipulation of the characters within Animal Farm introduced me to the idea of socialism and to the horror of dictatorships. The bleak dystopia portrayed by 1984 showed me the dangers of allowing individualism to be suppressed. Both works resonated with me, but they were only works of fiction. It was a good thing nothing like that could happen in real life, right? What I didn't realize until about a year after I read these books was that these stories, Animal Farm in particular, were partially true. Animal Farm hadn't been a story written purely from Orwell's imagination. It was an allegory for the period in which Joseph Stalin took control of the Soviet Union using terror and violence. Napoleon the Pig was just a portrayal of Stalin. The attack dogs represented the Soviet Union's secret police. I realized that each aspect of the story had a real historical parallel. In high school, I continued to read about these same concepts, but instead of reading fiction, I read about history from all around the world. The work that affected me the most was Barbara Demick's book, Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea. It is a collection of true stories from ordinary citizens living in communist North Korea from the 1990s to the early 2000s. Those stories were a stark contrast to everyday life in America, where hard work is rewarded and freedom of thought is encouraged. In North Korea, collectivization has caused widespread famine, and people with dissenting political views are imprisoned or killed. In America, you can buy a cheeseburger for a little over $1. Under a minimum wage of $8 an hour, it would take less than 15 minutes to earn enough money to buy a burger with bread, meat, cheese, and other toppings. Compare that to living in North Korea, where it is illegal to buy food. The government controls the distribution of every person's rations. These rations are usually inadequate to meet nutrition requirements set by the United Nations and consist mainly of barley, wheat, and potatoes. It would be difficult for an average citizen to get any meat. Their only option would be to risk buying supplies from a black market. As Demick writes, dogs in China ate better than doctors in North Korea. Having been exposed to the awful injustices of socialism, corrupt governments, and dictatorships, I have come to firmly believe that my responsibility as an American and as a human being is to do everything in my power to protect the rights and freedoms of the individual. Freedom is what thousands of Americans, past and present, have fought for, whether it be in the form of writing, peaceful protest, or fighting on foreign soil. It is imperative for me to not only recognize the freedoms I have, but to stand up to those who would try to take liberties away from us. To keep America a free country and to provide assistance to people that don't have our luxuries is a responsibility every American should share. The brave souls that sacrifice their time and lives for this country by serving in the armed forces should not be the only ones expected to be patriotic. Civilians should honor their country by upholding their civic duties. This means that Americans should be doing everything they can to be an active citizen, voting, attending jury duty, and protecting national security as much as possible. Though I am yet to be an adult, I know that when I come of age, I will only vote for people who will maintain the rights provided to all Americans by the Constitution. It is my responsibility to pay respects to what I have in this country. I have great appreciation for the safety and comfort I have in America. That is why I stand for the national anthem and pay respects to our flag, and why I expect my fellow countrymen to do the same. It is my responsibility as an American to acknowledge the sacrifices of others and to make sure that their sacrifices were justified so that Americans in the future can have the same freedoms that I do.